Hello, and welcome to Around the Political World with John Rothman. I am your host, John Rothman. If you're a fan of the show, make sure to hit the follow button on the top right of Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening at this very moment. When you hit follow, leave a review or share an episode with a friend. It helps other people discover the show, keeps us going, and as I like to remind you each and every day, it expands our base. Today is the first day of Passover. That is to say, last night, Jews around the world sat down to observe the traditional Seder, or order, which tells the story of the redemption of Jews from Egypt and from slavery. So I listened carefully to the news last night and this morning, and all I heard on the news at the top of every broadcast was the question of demonstrations against Israel on campuses across America. And the demonstrations are spreading. I understand now that they have gone from the East Coast to the Midwest to the West Coast and to the South. There is a genuine concern that I have, and I have chosen today, when I could talk about many other things, to express myself very clearly on this subject. I believe in demonstrations. I believe in people expressing their opinions. I have no problem with students who feel strongly about issues presenting their case in a clear, precise, and defined manner. I do object to ad hominem attacks against Israel. You understand that what we are now hearing are calls for boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel. The news media generally portrays that as having to do with Gaza and what is going on now. But I want to be very clear. BDS is more than a decade old. It has been a question on campuses across America. And indeed, what boycott, divestment, and sanctions mean, bottom line, is the destruction of Israel. It isn't just a matter of the rhetoric that bothers me. It is now the actions which are accompanying the rhetoric. And the attack is against Zionism. You know, since Hitler, you can't be a Jew hater. So now anti-Zionism has become the mask for modern Jew hatred. It's just that simple. And all you have to do is listen to the rhetoric of those who oppose Israel to understand it. Let me be crystal clear. Zionism is the national liberation movement of the Jewish people. The Zionist movement was created to correct a grave injustice. Jews were the only nation in the world that did not have a nation. They were dispersed across the world, what was called a diaspora. And then a group of Jews got together and decided that what had to happen was the creation of a Jewish state, a state in which Jews could exercise the same rights as every other people in the world. They were correct. When Theodore Herzl called the First Zionist Congress, he did so to say to Jews, we have to have a place to go where we cannot be attacked. And it's very interesting because that is not what happened. Of course, Jews ultimately created a state in the land of Israel with the cooperation and assistance of the United Nations and people of goodwill around the world. But the attacks on Israel and Jews did not cease. What happened was that Israel had to fight wars in 1948, 1956, 1967, 1973, and of course, on through the years where terrorist attacks continued to create havoc for Jews in Israel. But the world rallied, and the world recognized Israel's right to exist, even among Arab states, Egypt first, followed by Jordan, then the Abraham Accords, which recognized the relationship between Israel as a nation in the Middle East and other Middle East states. Even Saudi Arabia has indicated a willingness to make some sort of accommodation with Israel. Of course, all of you understand that the issue yet to be resolved is the issue of the Palestinians. And I want to be crystal clear about this, so there is no ambiguity. The Oslo Accords, signed by Yitzhak Rabin, Shimon Peres, and Yasser Arafat, were designed to create a vehicle for the establishment of a Palestinian state. I would remind you that even the hardliner, Ariel Sharon, as Prime Minister of Israel, ordered the unilateral withdrawal of Israeli troops and settlements from Gaza. It was his position that if a successful transition could be made to peace and tranquility and prosperity in Gaza, then the Middle East itself might be revolutionized, including the West Bank. Unfortunately, Hamas seized control and actually won an election in Gaza, and thus began a situation which has evolved over the years in a dreadful fashion. Let me be again precise in my definitions. Objection to Israeli policy is fine, but violence against Israelis and now against Jews emerging around the world, that is not justifiable. Indeed, it is a horrific consequence of what I think is now been clearly revealed. And President Joe Biden, in a statement at the White House on the eve of Passover, said the same thing. Hatred of Jews is what is at question here. And for those who listen to the chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," must understand that the river is the Jordan River, the sea is the Mediterranean Sea, and what's in the middle is Israel. There can be no compromise with those who want Israel to be destroyed. There is only one nation in the world which has people calling for its destruction, and that is Israel. I say this with all the passion I can muster. If students, if anyone wants to argue about particular Israeli policies, they have a perfect right to do it. Indeed, in Israel, that debate is a constant, ongoing debate between the various citizens of the state of Israel, Arab and Jew. But in the United States, what we are seeing at the moment, and in Europe, is a rise of pure, unadulterated Jew hatred. You can hear it in the chants. You can hear it in the words that are being said in press conferences. You can hear it, well, wherever you turn. Jews who are students on campuses in America feel unsafe. No student should feel unsafe on a campus because of where they come from, because of their belief. Absolutely unacceptable in the context of American life. I have a feeling that this tension is going to grow, that more and more problems will emerge. But I want to go on record as saying, you can criticize Israeli policy, but calls for the destruction of Israel, the harassment of Israeli students, the harassment of students who happen to be Jews is unacceptable. It should be condemned by everyone. I hope my words are resonating with you. Passover is a celebration of freedom. It is a celebration, frankly, of people who overcame slavery and persecution. What I want on this Passover is a recognition that Jews have as much right as any other people in the world to live freely. I want that to be established clearly on university campuses, in communities, around the world. If not, it'll be a sorry day for Jews and for humanity. All right. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Around the Political World. I am John Rothman. Make sure to follow along and let me know your thoughts on the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, sharing an episode with a friend or a colleague so we can continue to grow and expand. You can, of course, interact with me on Facebook or on LinkedIn. Thank you very much for tuning in, and a special word of thanks for our producer, the wonderful Gogo Zoger, who makes sure Around the Political World with John Rothman is posted each and every day. Let's hope that tomorrow brings better news. See you then.